This is Sunday Focus, a weekly public affairs program that looks at the topics affecting our society and the people who are making a change in the community each and every day. The people who have vision for the next generation. Sunday Focus presents new challenges for us, keeping you informed with topics of local and regional interest. Now the host of Sunday Focus, Christine Manica.
Hello, good morning. Welcome back to another edition of Sunday Focus. It's always fun to celebrate traditions. South Dakota prides itself on its history and heritage, especially when it comes to food. For anyone new to South Dakota, the state's delicacy, otherwise known as the state's nosh, is Chislic. The town of Freeman loves the state nosh so much that they dedicate an entire day to Chislic. This year's South Dakota Chislic Fest in Freeman will be held on Saturday, July 27th, and we have special guests in the studio to tell us more about it. We have the president of the Chislic Festival Board, Andrea Bear, and also the secretary and the vendor committee chair of the Chislic Festival Board, Jeremy Daniel. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I am hungry already. I can just smell the Chislic already, and it's just going to be another great festival. Again, it's going to be on Saturday, July 27th. Now let's talk Chislic. What is it for anyone who is new to town and has been hearing a lot about this Chislic?
Okay, well, Chislic is traditionally lamb or mutton skewered and either deep fried or grilled. And it is the traditional meal that our ancestors brought with them when they came to the southeast area of South Dakota.
Yeah, I loved hearing about that story, about the ancestors bringing over the state nosh to South Dakota. Can you tell us a little bit more about it?
Yeah, so we actually had some Germans from Russia immigrating to this area of South Dakota and brought with them a delicacy they called Shoshlik, which is actually kind of a larger looking version of what we have currently as Chislic now. Actually, if you come to the festival on July 27th, one of our board members gives a demonstration actually cooking Shoshlik while giving a nice history of all of that. So that sort of led to a lot of the people in this area that grew up with that tradition, bringing it forward year after year after year. And now we're left with a smaller version of Chislic.
And it's tasty. It's very good.
Absolutely delicious. I'm a transplant to the state of South Dakota.
So you're a transplant.
Yeah, moved here about 10 years ago and had no idea what Chislic was. Mm-hmm. Actually, when someone first described it to me, I was like, oh, like steak tips? And they got very offended. Because again, as Andrea mentioned, it's traditionally lamb or mutton, though we have seen an expansion into beef, venison, bison, even depending on what different vendors do. But tried it once, hooked, not going back.
Yeah, it's really good, too. Now, it officially became the state's nosh not too long ago. How did this process start?
Well, back in 2018, we heard in Freeman, South Dakota, that the state legislature was looking at making Chislic the official state nosh of South Dakota because it is such a uniquely regional food and very social tradition of food. So we got very excited in Freeman, where we serve a lot of Chislic on a daily basis, and decided that we wanted to gather our community to celebrate the official state nosh and that becoming the official state nosh. And we just planned a little block party. We thought maybe 1,500 people would show up, but it was a lot more popular than we anticipated it being. And that night we had about 10,000 people show up in Freeman.
That was in 2018, wasn't it?
That's correct.
That's when the festival first came about. And who had the idea to say, you know what, let's bring Chislic to life and give it its own day in Freeman?
So there was a group of people. And as word spread that we're planning this party, more people kind of jumped in and jumped on board. But yeah, like I said, that initial group of like five or so quickly realized that we were on to something bigger than what we had anticipated. So after the chaos of that first festival settled down and we all had a good nap and a day or two to decide which way was up again, we decided to form an official organization and started planning for the next South Dakota Chislic Festival.
So what does this not only serve for the community of Freeman, but the state of South Dakota? You know, the benefit of having Chislic Fest here in our state.
So although the Chislic Festival is located in Freeman, South Dakota, we refer to Freeman as the heart of the Chislik Circle. If you take a map and look at about a 60-mile radius, which every year grows a little bit further out from Freeman, South Dakota, that is the area where Chislik is very well-known and extremely popular, and that's where those traditions of Chislik started. So that is why we chose Freeman, South Dakota, and the entire Chislik Circle to be the place of honor, because 6 years ago, 7 years ago, when we started this, people outside of that circle didn't really know what Chislik was. But the popularity is growing. I just came back from the Black Hills out in Spearfish, and it is now traditional lamb on the menu in Spearfish.
Is that right? They didn't know that in Spear? I'm shocked.
I mean, word travels a little slow sometimes, right?
Sometimes,
but it also pretty quick, too. I mean, it's become, you know, much bigger than the state of South Dakota,
yeah,
though. Much bigger than even the region where we have people internationally that come to the Chislik Festival. I actually know of a group from Canada that has already RSVP'd that they're going to come down for the festival again this year. But, you know, we actually just sent a group out to New York City, and I'm sure Andrew would love to talk about that.
Yeah.
But went out to New York City. We have people coming from, you know, all over the United States just to experience this festival. So when we talk about the community and the Chislik Circle, certainly it's about the heritage and then community building in that area, but it's also about getting people to South Dakota just experience, you know, what we have in our area.
Since we're talking about a group from Canada coming to the Chislik Festival, can you make Canadian Chislik? Canadian bacon Chislik.
I mean, you know, as I said, it's traditionally lamb or mutton, but we do any meat, so I guess you could probably figure that out. You know, I'm actually just thinking about, you know, maple syrup on there that would be pretty good. I mean, even moose could be a possibility, I guess, depending on what part of Canada you're from. So, you know,
so
we could probably make that happen. But, you know, at our booth that we have at our festival, we do still the traditional way, right, where we have both lamb and mutton. It is stuck. It's served with garlic, salt, and crackers, the way that, you know, it's traditionally intended, but we see it evolve into a number of different ways as you look around to different restaurants in the area.
I think I asked you this question last year, Andrea, but the appropriate dipping sauces when it comes to Chislik.
Traditionally, there would not be a dipping sauce.
Mm-hmm.
The hardcore fans from the Freeman and the Chislik Circle are going to tell you that it is seasoned with garlic salt and served with saltine crackers, which is actually kind of an interesting story in the evolution of Chislik. When our ancestors were traveling to this area and, you know, cooking over the open fire on the prairies, they would have used a flatbread to remove it from the hot meat from the skewers.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhere along the line, that flatbread became easier to serve as saltine crackers and is the most popular way to eat it now.
How do you like your Chislik?
So personally, I'm still a fan of garlic salt, right?
Uh-huh.
I'm kind of a plus or minus ranch kind of guy, which again gets a little bit of hate from the diehards, as Andrew mentioned within the Freeman Circle. But you know, I also prefer it fried. Some people grill it, so I'll eat it grilled if that's a possibility. But yeah, air fryer is even, you know, something that I've done at my house as well. But yeah, the sauce for me, maybe ranch, maybe not. It kind of depends.
Okay, and then Andrea, I think I remember you saying that Chislik is a staple for your family party. So how do you usually serve it?
Absolutely. Most of the time we're going to do it fried or grilled. The other night we had some neighbors that popped over and we threw some Chislik in the air fryer to quickly make a little snack for everybody. But it is just so uniquely social of the tradition all the way back into the late 1800s. You know, they would finish harvests and then they would get together to have Chislik. Now, my youngest son just graduated from high school, and several people said, are you going to serve Chislik at the party? Because it is such a social tradition.
So who taught you how to make Chislik then, since it is a big tradition in your family?
You know, I'm not even sure, because it's just been a part of my life ever since I was very small. It's just something that you do when you have friends or neighbors or visitors, or you're celebrating something, you have your Chislik.
Again, you're just making me hungry. We are being joined in the studio with Andrea Bear and Jeremy Daniel about the upcoming Chislik Fest in Freeman, South Dakota. Can't emphasize that date enough. It's going to be July 27th. Every time I hear about this Chislik Circle, it's a very exclusive club. I feel like, is it hard to maybe have someone else come into the circle, or the circle is set pretty much?
You know, the circle has been growing as the popularity of Chislik has been growing.
Mm-hmm.
Invisible boundary is where people knew what Chislik was, mm-hmm, even 10 years ago. But like I said, it just grows every year, and more people are learning and experiencing what Chislic is and taking that tradition home with them. So now even into Northwest Iowa, we're seeing fans of Chislic. And further out, like we had a couple years ago, some people that saw one of our posters from South Africa and decided to come to the festival. And we're very excited and we're wanting to know where they could buy it to take it home.
And we actually have a board member from Nebraska that lives down there. And again, he's the one who actually traditionally cooks Chislic at our festival in our historical tent, which is one of the many things that you can do on that day. But he's also bringing it to that area, right? So, I mean, I guess historically you look at a 30 to 50 mile area outside of Freeman. But anymore, it just seems to, as Andrea said, get bigger and bigger every year, just as more people learn to love Chislic and what it is.
And as Jeremy mentioned before, Andrea, you're very excited to tell us about a New York experience that Chislic had. I kind of want to go at the start of this journey for you and going to New York, because I remember hearing it from sale executive Scott Smith saying, hey, they're going to New York. And I'm like, wait a minute, for Chislic? So what was that all about?
Yeah. Last fall, I received an email in our, you know, Chislic email and looked at it, but thought, yeah, this is probably, you know, spam or whatever.
Something, yeah.
And then a little while later, received another email and kind of looked at it harder and realized it was a partnership with Travel South Dakota and the state of South Dakota. So looked into it a little bit more and decided that, yeah, we are excited to bring Chislic to the national stage. There was a whole group of businesses and attractions from South Dakota. And we all met in April in New York City at a media event where we spent 4 days teaching all different types of media, influencers, big publications, television shows, what South Dakota has to offer in order to promote travel here in South Dakota.
Wow. So out of that trip, what stands out in your mind when it comes to maybe a personality that tried Chislic, or when you were just in the city in general?
I was shocked at the number of people who we would offer them Chislic as we were telling the story, and found out that it was lamb and that it was deep fried and whatnot. And they were like, maybe later, no thanks. But by the end of the story and learning about how Chislic came to be in the Chislic Festival, we're excited to try it. And every single one of them were like, can I get some more of that to go, please? I don't think we met anybody who didn't enjoy it.
Yeah.
But the other shocking part of the experience was the number of national publications that had already heard about the Chislic Festival and the chaos of that first year. I didn't realize it had become a national story, but apparently it had.
Wow. So are we talking like people from USA Today when I'm thinking publications, the Times? I don't know, anything like that.
I will cautiously say yes, because of the media deal. I have to be a little bit careful of what we say. But I spoke with very large television morning show producers. I spoke with very large national publication producers. And we were kind of all the rage on Twitter for a few days there in New York City.
Wow, that's awesome. And by the time the trip was done, do you think you accomplished bringing Chislic to the national stage?
Absolutely. I have heard from a couple of those publications who are hoping to come to the festival either this year or next year and learn more about it and give us a little more national publicity.
Oh, is this breaking news?
But yeah, probably.
Are you giving us a scoop right now?
I might be. Yes, yes. So
we're
excited for all of the things that this means for the state of South Dakota, as well as the Chislic Festival.
And was that your first time in New York City?
It was my first time in New York City. We stayed in Soho, worked in Soho the whole time. But of course, got a little bit of free time to go exploring. Yeah. So yeah, it was quite an experience.
I would have taken like the Chislic with me as I was visiting all these sites, like in front of the Statue of Liberty, hold up the Chislic basket in my hand and just snap it in front of the Statue of Liberty.
That's a great idea. If it hadn't been raining most days, we probably could have done something like
that. Yeah. Mother Nature always wins in that. Well, that's so exciting to hear about Chislic reaching beyond South Dakota limits and just people really opening up to the idea of eating Chislic. And I think that's fantastic. And again, the Chisholm Festival is in Freeman, going to be on Saturday, July 27th. What can people expect when they drive down to Freeman?
Lots of things going on the festival grounds. So festival's open from 10 a.m. To 9 p.m. that day on the 27th. We have live music, several bands already lined up that are very, you know, well-known within the region, going to play for us throughout the day. Lots of food vendors, seven of them, including our very own organization serving Chislic, as well as some others serving anything from funnel cakes to ice cream to, you know, really anything you can imagine at a festival. Also have a whole area of non-food vendors where you can find anything from prepackaged hot sauce you can take home to clothing items or kids' books or you know, personalized thermoses that you can take home. So lots of different non-food vendors there too. We're not forgetting our littlest people though. We do have a kids' zone as well that has inflatables. There's going to be a storyteller on site to give lots of, you know, stories with some comedy to our young kids as well. And if you're a bingo fanatic, we have a tent full of that too. So lots of good opportunities when you come down to Freeman that day.
I can imagine that you won't come, you'll come hungry, but you'll leave not hungry anymore.
Yeah, if you leave hungry, I think that's your own fault if you do that. There's certainly a lot of opportunity, again, in our own booth, as well as a number of vendors that have been here since the beginning. We actually have a couple of vendors that have been with our festival from the very first festival way back in 2018. So and it just seems to become more popular and people love them, so they keep coming back.
How many Chislic vendors will people be able to try, if you had a rough guess?
Yeah, so including our own, there are seven total. And then I think we have five or six other food vendors that don't serve Chislic, but again, serve a number of other items as well.
Now, I believe there will be some local brews to try and also wine. I know what I'll be drinking.
Exactly. I'd say we partner with our distributors here to make sure that, you know, if people want an age-appropriate beverage that is available to them, especially, you know, on a hot day in July in the middle of a field in South Dakota, always good to have something like that. But yeah, we're partnering with, you know, one of our local vineyards to also bring some South Dakota wine to our festival.
I remember when I was there last year, there were a lot of great live bands. And there was one, I can't remember a couple of their names, but they really stood out. So do you have an idea of the performers that are going to be there this year?
We do. I'm working on solidifying a few of them still. However, I know that we're going to have a great 50s and 60s band in the morning. Amy Ellsworth will be there as well, kind of over that noon hour time. And the Prairie Rock Garden Tour, which is a local favorite, will be joining us again this year. They are a lot of fun to watch. But something new and exciting this year on the main stage is we will have a comedy show for an hour to an hour and a half in the afternoon with several local comics from the Sioux Falls area, as well as a gal from Chicago who is well known for doing comedy about, guess what? Chislic.
You're serious?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
So I guess she had performed in South Dakota a couple of years ago and tried Chislic for the first time. And now that is her signature bit. So we're excited to have her come as well.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And the best thing is, I mean, you don't have to just sit there in front of the band shell all day. We actually have the whole festival on speakers. So as you're just, again, shopping through all of your non-food vendor areas, eating your Chislic from your third or fourth Chislic vendor that day, you can also just hear the live music, hear the comedy as well throughout the whole festival grounds.
I'm curious, why bring the comedy to the stage? What came with that decision?
One of the comedians is originally from the Chislic Circle. So when he contacted us, we, you know, talked it over and thought that just might be a something new and different and exciting. And we're just, you know, excited to offer the biggest variety of entertainment that we can. I know that Jeremy mentioned our kids zone is also growing this year, and we're very excited to announce that Phil Baker will be joining us in the morning for the kids zone. And we have some storytellers lined up over there. We are also adding a Frisbee golf tournament this year.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I cannot believe the number of phone calls we have had to register for that already. And then, of course, we have the beanbag tournaments, which the state of South Dakota VFW hosts. The cool thing about any of the activities that are happening at the festival is that money raised by that organization goes directly back to that organization. So the bingo is a senior center that is being is run by a senior center. The Frisbee Golf Tournament will be benefiting the Lions Club. Like I said, the VFW will benefit from the bean bags. And there is another nonprofit organization that's coming in to run that kid zone for us.
That's so awesome. If you are just listening, being joined with Andrea Bear and Jeremy Daniel about the upcoming Chislic Fest happening in Freeman on Saturday, July 27th. How cool is it to see from 2018 to where it is right now, this Chislic Fest continue to grow?
It's absolutely amazing. I actually attended the very first festival, not on the board, but just as a person. And I only got to try two vendors because off the record, I cut in line because the lines weren't really all that well defined and moving. I didn't say that. You didn't hear. You heard nothing, those listening at home, but was able to kind of slip in and try a second vendor. And it was, Andrea described it right, it was pure chaos that first year because they were expecting a very small crowd and got 10,000 people. So they announced they're doing it again. I decided to come back, and it was much larger space, still the same large turnout, but they made a lot of awesome changes. I actually left some feedback on Facebook and joined the board shortly thereafter after I saw a group. So just being involved with the vendor group and seeing the board evolve, seeing the festival evolve, it's been awesome that we just have such great partnerships with our local community, with the people within the Chislic Circle and beyond, to keep coming back year after year, bringing in new things year after year to keep the festival fresh, and it still grows every single time.
Andrea, what about you? Because you have been really at the forefront of this entire festival. What do you think?
You know, most days it's completely overwhelming to see what we have created. Mm-hmm. And we are very fortunate to be able to use the beautiful Prairie Arboretum in Freeman, 40 acres, plenty of shade trees, bring a lawn chair, hang out all day. Or you can choose to, you know, hang out under the beer tent if that's more your style. But to see something like this grow in the sense of community in the way that it has just been something completely overwhelming. Every year I think, okay, maybe this is our year where we feel normal. Mm-hmm. And every year there's so much new and so much exciting that I kind of joke that we haven't had a normal year yet because every year has brought something new.
Yeah, and that's so exciting. I believe I know someone that's going to be emceeing the stage. Who is that?
Well, I think you might already recognize her voice. We're very excited for you to join us. Or Scott, or any combination
Scott,
of you.
Oh, you're leaving it to me.
I'll drive you there.
I'm definitely going to need to hear some of Scott's comedy again this year, though. If anybody missed it last year, it was delicious.
The inspiration behind bringing comedy to the stage.
That may have been the seed of the idea, yes.
I got one joke.
You got one. Do you want to say it right now or no?
You're
going to have to come to Freeman to hear it. Yeah.
There you go. I promise. I won't do any bad comedy. I won't. I'll leave that to the experts there. Anything else you guys want to add about the Chislic Festival? Anything like that?
I just want to say I keep saying I'm completely overwhelmed, but there's no other way to describe it between the chaos of the first year and the growth that we've seen and the way that the community jumps in. We count on like 300 volunteers to join us the day before, the day after, and the day of the festival for everything. Everything is run by volunteers. So we're so incredibly thankful for those people that volunteer. And if you want to get involved, go to our website. You'll find a link on how you can do that. And the other part of it that has been just almost magical is the financial support that we get. We are a nonprofit. So without our sponsors, we've got Merchants State Bank in Freeman. We've got Core Trust Bank in Freeman, Hoots Bar. On a larger scale, we've got Helena. These sponsors that come in and make this all possible is just amazing.
And you also give back to the community, too, with this festival.
Absolutely. At the end of any given year, any profit that we sit on gets given back to our community in the form of grants.
Now, this is going to be the toughest question out of the entire interview. Who has the best Chislic?
That's a really tough one. If you kind of find me on Festival Grounddale, I'll be sure to point you to my favorite booths just as I go around and try everything. But, you know, I wouldn't be a member of the board if I didn't represent our own board. But again, we are, you know, the only group sometimes that does it the traditional way. If we look at the festival last year, we were the only group that still stuck it on skewers, right? Deep fried it, served the garlic salts and saltine crackers. Anymore in Sioux Falls when you get it, it is just loose. loose in a basket, but there's just something a little unique about eating it off a stick, right? That just makes it feel just a little bit more traditional South Dakota. So I would definitely have to represent our group, but you know, it's really tough to pick a good food vendor because we just have so many great food vendors that come to our program year after year.
What about restaurants when it comes to Chislic here in South Dakota?
There are a ton of great restaurants in and around the Chislic Circle that specialize in Chislic. There's Sandy's Bar in Emory. And of course, Meridian Corner, which I think is probably the most famous for Chislic, is just a few miles south of Freeman. Marion has a bar that serves wonderful Chislic. And Menno has several places that serves Chislic.
Tinners.
Oh, even here in Sioux Falls, Tenors is fantastic. The Attic has great Chislic. Barrel House also has great Chislic. And I'm talking a lot of East Side restaurants, so there is an attic over here on the west side of Sioux Falls now. But lots of good Chislic places, kind of from those one-off places here in Sioux Falls.
Yeah, and people can try all the Chislic here in South Dakota. Again, that's happening in Freeman Saturday, July 27th. It's the 6th annual festival for the South Dakota Chislic Fest. And guys, before we let you go, what's a good website to check out, as you mentioned, or a phone number to call?
So our website would be the sdchislicfestival.com. As Andrea mentioned, there is a contact form on there if you're interested in becoming involved as a volunteer. If you're a business owner and, again, feel like really helping us out to grow this mission, you can certainly reach out to us there. If you're interested in being a vendor in following years, we don't have any more space for food vendors at the moment. But even, you know, if you're listening to this program a few weeks out and you have a cool product that you want to sell and you're a non-food vendor, still reach out. We might be able to work you in. But that would be vendors@sdchislicfestival.com. Be the best email for us.
Awesome. And then are you still looking for volunteers for this year?
We are always looking for more volunteers. Like Jeremy said, there is a form on the website that you can go to and fill out, or you can call us at the festival phone number, or just reach out in the contact through the website.
And for volunteering, you just eat the Chislic, right? I'm just joking.
We could probably work something out. Yeah. No. We like I said, everything is done that day with volunteers. So from setup of all the tents, tables, chairs, to sanitation, to helping people find what they're looking for, we are in need of volunteers.
Awesome. Again, it's Andrea Baer, the president of the South Dakota Chislic Festival Board, and Jeremy Daniel, the secretary and the vendor committee chair. And again, that fest is happening on Saturday, July 27th. Guys, I'm looking forward to it, and I'll see you there. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having us. We're excited to have you at the festival.
Absolutely.
Ooh, and I'll be hungry, trust me. We'll be back.
The most important search engine for businesses is still the one in the consumer's minds. In a buying situation, a category buyer draws on existing memories to identify potential brands for purchase. Unconsciously, to save time and energy, the brain almost always picks the obvious choice, the one you think of first and feel the best about. The real focus for marketers should be brain engine optimization, not SEO. That's right, BEO is the new SEO. Memory generation is the best form of lead generation. Roy H. Williams said it the best. People do business with people they know, like, and trust. In 2024, your marketing needs to create an emotional connection that people will remember. I'm Chad Jacobs with Results Town Square Media. We help businesses create stronger memories of their brand so people trust and remember them. We'll show you how we do it and who we're doing it for. Give us a call. No pressure, no pitch. 605-940-3355.
Ever seen a house painted attention deficit avocado? Bet you have. Lead-based paint was commonly used until 1978, and it's been breaking down into the air, water, and soil ever since. Now it's the leading cause of childhood lead poisoning in South Dakota that causes learning, behavior, and health issues as kids grow older, including attention deficit disorder. If you have paint that's starting to chip, peel, or shred, get your kids tested for lead. Learn more at leadfree.sd.gov.
I'm Christine Manica, and you've been listening to Sunday Focus. Thank you to Andrea Baer and Jeremy Daniel from the South Dakota Chislic Festival Board for joining the program today. Once again, the town of Freeman, they are celebrating Chislic during the 6th annual festival, the Chislic Fest, happening on Saturday, July 27th. And more details about the South Dakota Chislic Festival can be found by visiting sdchislicfestival.com.
Sunday Focus is a public affairs program of Results Radio, Town Square Media, Sioux Falls.